Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Adriana's Mystic Connections on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, brought to you on the second Saturday monthly from 10 to 11 a.m. Adriana's Mystic Connections is hosted by the wonderful Adriana Lesniak. Adriana is a truly gifted medium, energy healer, and teacher. She invites you to call in for guidance, wonderful, inspiring topics, and counsel from the angels. The second half of the show, she will be offering free one-question mini readings to callers. If you would like a one-question free reading, please call in at 646-378-0378. And that number again is 646-378-0378. I would love to give you your host, Adriana, at this point in time, but she actually is not here yet. So I am going to kind of hold down the fort and the phone lines, and hopefully she calls into the show here within the next couple of minutes. If you would like more information about Adriana and her readings and her shows, feel free to visit BodyMindSpiritRadio.com, where you can listen to all of her shows in archive, and you can actually find out more information about her readings, her website, and so forth and so on there as well. So I'm going to ask everybody to kind of just stay on the line, and hopefully Adriana will call into the show.
Hello, thank you. Sorry for the technical difficulties. What an interesting morning we've had, and my thoughts and prayers are with the victims of the terrorist bombers and shooters in France. I'm actually calling to you with you, of course, live, as I do every second Saturday of the month, and I'm on my way to a show in Dearborn, and I have my office manager with me. Say hi, Donna.
Hello. Good morning, everyone.
So we are on our way, and I will be producing this show, hosting this show live from our event. And where are we going, Donna?
The Dearborn Arts and Crafts Center by Henry Ford in Dearborn.
That's close to Fairlane, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
So if you're in Michigan and you're in the Dearborn area, then stop by. Mention this radio show and you'll get a free gift. So, what a morning. What an interesting morning it has been. And I have to tell you that planning is so important. And there's definitely something going on astrologically. Some people think it's the solar flares that we've been experiencing that is just creating a lot of havoc and a lot of emotional craziness for us. And it's been happening for me September, October, and it's beginning to taper off, thankfully, in November. But if you're going through a lot of emotional distress or things just seem like they're just out of the ordinary wrong, then you're not alone. And, of course, we did have the Mercury retrograde that we were in September and October, too, so that was probably part of it. You know, this show I was planning on talking about being thankful and being grateful because November is the Thanksgiving, the turkey moment for us. And it's so good to have a day that you give thanks and that you're grateful. It's really important to have that. And a lot of people feel that Thanksgiving is not a day to be celebrated. It's a day to be mourned. You know, Native Americans feel like it should be a national day of sadness because what happened to them? And what happened to them was basically they lived on this land and then Europeans came and gradually took it over and took their land away from them. So I disagree. I think that it's a wonderful thing that our country has a national day to give thanks. we don't have to make it about pilgrims and turkeys. We can make it about being in gratitude. What is it that you're grateful for? Isn't it wonderful to have a day that you can spend with your family, with your friends, if you're with your loved ones? I don't care if you don't like turkey. I don't care if you would rather watch football games than make food and sit around the table. There are people in this world who don't have family. There's people who may be listening to the show right now who don't have any plans for Thanksgiving. Celebrate what you have. If you have a body and you're breathing, you have something to be grateful for. So that's my question of the day. What is it that you're grateful for? What is it that you're going to be celebrating on Thanksgiving Day? Is it that you've overcome a habit that you've been meaning to get rid of in your life? Have you become a different person since last year? Is there something that you finally let go of? Is there something that you finally brought into your life? Did you get a new job this year? Are you in a new relationship? I understand that your spouse is annoying. That's what spouses are. But you're so lucky. There's some people who don't have them, who would love to be woken up at night by somebody snoring right beside them, who would just love to say, put the seat down on that toilet when you're done. We're lucky. We're grateful. Thanksgiving is a time to be grateful. And there's so much to be grateful for. There's poor people in France. I think everyone agrees that that could happen anywhere. That horrible thing is, we're in solidarity with people in France, that horrible thing could happen lots of different places. We all think of some places as safer than other places. Like Syria wouldn't be not safe, but France would be safe. Well, we certainly had that patch ripped off last night. So that's my question of the day. What is it that you're grateful for? And I know if things are rough and things are hard, and trust me, I understand. When you're in irritation, when you're frustrated, when plans aren't going the way that you want them to, it's easy to get upset. But there's always something to be grateful for. What we resist persists. So when we're trying to get rid of something, we don't say, I don't want it anymore, because the universe doesn't hear negative. The universe just hears positive. So when we say, I don't want it anymore, the universe hears, I want it. Seriously. So instead, we get into gratitude. One of the main things I do with healing, I had a miraculous healing happen using this technique, which I've written about in my book, which I strongly suggest that you write to me to get. It's only $15. $15, you can buy yourself a sort of nice meal, but you can't buy yourself a great meal. But for $15, you could buy my book that would teach you how to heal yourself and heal other people. I will walk you through to use gratitude to heal yourself. What we're doing is we're accessing the Akashic Records. And by doing so, we're looking at our life path. Now, for those of you who don't know what Akashic Records are, they are the memory of every single life you've ever had on this planet or any other planet. And there's a record of every thought and every action
that you've ever had.
Okay, so what you do when you're accessing the Akashic Records is, as with everything, you start with prayer. So, Mother, Father, God, thank you, thank you, thank you for the glorious opportunity to serve. We are so grateful, grateful, grateful. We ask, allow, and invite our guides, angels, and ancestors, especially the listeners of this station, of this show. We ask the messages flow through with ease, accuracy, speed, joy, and completeness. We're grateful, grateful, grateful. We ask to be allowed to access the records of the people who will be calling in. Thank you so much. We're grateful that it's so. So when you're trying to access your own records, you need to have your legal name. That's how you access it. A lot of men are like, oh, my legal name. Okay, no problem. A lot of women are like, what? Because women, their name changes throughout their life. They have their birth name, and then they have their married name. So which is it? Which name should they use? And, you know, I've done it where I use the whole maiden name, and then I add the surname on top of it. So for me, that would be Adriana Rochelle Coatney Lesniak. But I've also been told that it's really about intention. So as long as you're just using your name and understanding that that is that you're using it to access the Akashic Records, then you're good. So you could just use Adriana. Okay. So, the very first thing is, especially when you're dealing with pain, is understanding that you have called it into being. Yes, you are responsible for your pain. Why do we have pain? Why do you think we have pain? So we can experience the fact that we have pain. Now, I know that kind of sounds, oh, unsympathetic, but it's not. I too have pain. I understand, but I understand that also that I am responsible for it. I have decided to be in this life, and I have decided to be in this body, and in my body, my life path charts what I've decided will happen to my body. So the only surgery that I've had has been a C-section, and that C-section was unnecessary, but it was part of my life path. It really helped me understand a lot about surgery and a lot about unnecessary surgery. And so in the larger way of things, I have more experiences because I have, would I do it again? No, I learned that lesson. No unnecessary surgery. And what happened was, you know, giving birth is a natural thing, but I'm sorry. I don't want to get off course. Okay. So, the first thing is understanding that there's a reason for this pain or discomfort or whatever it is that you're going through. There's a reason for it. And that reason is that you created it when you created your life path. You said, this, I want this to happen now so I can learn this lesson in my life. Okay. So you, before you came to this planet, had a discussion with the Akashic, Lord of the Akashic Records, your guide to your angels. You said, I want to learn these lessons while I'm here, and I want to experience this, this, and this. And your guides and your angels tried to talk you out of it. They said, this is way too much to keep on in one life. You're trying to take on too much. You know, try to give yourself a little break when you're 40, okay? Because, you know, try to make this life more about joy and less about learning. You're like, hey, you know,
I'm a master at this stuff. I can handle this stuff. You forgot how hard it is down here. But after you've learned the lesson, need the condition any longer. So if you've learned the lesson, a lot of times you can release the medical condition that you put in your charts in order to feel and understand what it is that you were attempting to learn. Now, the reason why we have pain is we're creating this condition in our body so that we're aware of it. And I am just going to caution that sometimes as empaths, we pick up other people's pain and think that it's ours. And it feels just like our pain, but it actually has nothing to do with our body, which is further proof that pain has really very little to do with the physical condition of our body, but much more about the spiritual or emotional of our body. Once you've identified, okay, I have this condition, then you have to determine what lessons you've learned from it. So what have you learned from this condition? Why have you called it into your life? What is it that it's, what does it provide for you, your life? And maybe it's allowed you to become more sympathetic. Maybe it has created for you a deeper understanding of other people who have this. Maybe it's given you a deeper sense of understanding about medicine. Maybe it's given you more patience. Maybe it slowed you down, made you experience life more, made you take a break, spend some time with family. Whatever it is, there's lessons to be learned. There's always lessons to be learned, and you will have this if you still need to learn certain lessons. You will have it until you don't need it anymore. So, pardon for the silences that are going on here and there. I finally reached my destination. So, once you've learned the lesson, and how do you know you've learned the lesson? How do you know that you've learned the lesson? Well, the answer to that is, do you know? You decide, oh, okay, I'm done with this. I no longer need it. I've learned the lessons that I needed to learn. I understand much more about my body. I understand the way that this works. I've learned great patience and compassion. I don't have to have this condition anymore. So, once you've learned the lessons, once you understand that you created this, then you need to be grateful, which is why this is the perfect subject for today's gratitude. When releasing conditions in your body and in your life, you have to be grateful. If there's something that's going on that you absolutely hate, that you can't stand, kicking and yelling and screaming will only make it worse. We all want to kick and scream and throw tantrums. We all want to do that, of course. It's fun for the nanosecond that we're doing it, but then you have to, if you're yelling and screaming because your body's not working right, then guess what? It doesn't help your body to complain, to, but nobody cares that it hurts. But we care. We do. We understand. But in order for you to get better, you've got to get out of that vibration. You have to get out of that vibration, and you have to get into gratitude. I was listening to a radio program about a man who had cancer, and he had cancer for a long time, and trying different strategies, and it just got worse and worse. And it was some type of lymphatic cancer that spread throughout his body, and finally he was near death. And he had gone around the world, and he had spoken about having this cancer and about the lessons that he learned from having the cancer. And he just became more and more peaceful with it. And he said when he started out, he was fighting it. It was all about fighting. People told him, fight that cancer. Beat it. Win. Cancer is a unique thing in that it's a part of us. It's actually our bodies behaving, growing in ways that we don't need it to or expect it to. So doing things that helps the body overcome most illnesses can actually increase cancer. So antioxidants, which help the body get healthier, can also help the cancer grow and be healthier. The thing to do with cancer is to understand that it's on your life path. And guess what? You put it there. You said, I want to tackle this lifetime. And I'm ready. That's what I want to do. So this exercise that I'm helping you with, can it help you heal? Maybe. Maybe. And it can certainly help you become more peaceful. And I see miraculous things happen with this exercise. So first, you understand that you have it for a reason. It's there for a reason. Because you asked for it because you needed it in this lifetime. A. B. Have you learned the lessons that you need to? You have to be grateful. You have to be grateful for your body. You have to be grateful for the condition. Thank you so much that I've had this condition, this incredible backache. Thank you so much because I've learned so much from this backache. And I have so much compassion for people who have other symptoms or other illnesses. And I understand and I need to slow down. And I understand that backaches are also about support. So I need to make sure I have the support I need in my life. And I'm grateful for the people who surround me and support me. And as you get into gratitude, as you get into that vibration, even just getting into gratitude will help that vibration start to leave your body. And once you're in gratitude, once you've talked about the lessons that you've learned, then you can ask yourself in that deep gratitude vibration, do I need this condition anymore? Or have I learned everything that I can from this condition? And if you are grateful for it, and if you have learned everything that you can, then you don't need it anymore. Then you can ask the Lord's Akashic Records to remove it. You say, okay, I'm incredibly grateful. I learned the lessons that I needed to. And maybe you started out being irritated or angry or upset at whatever. But at the end, when you're grateful and you learn the lessons, you can release it. So we ask the Lord of the Akashic Records to please release any conditions that the listeners of this radio show are ready to release. We ask that they be removed swiftly and easily. We ask that our bodies are moved to the healthiest, the highest vibration. It's the best for all concerned. And we're grateful, grateful, grateful. It puts you into a different mindset. It takes all the franticness out of your day and moves you to a tranquil place. All those things that you thought were so important, that all those hundreds of things that you have to get done, reorient themselves into what they are. We're all here for a reason. And for the majority of us, the vast majority of us, the reason is love. We are here to be love, to show what love looks like. In the crazy franticness of this world, we are earth angels here to show love. Kingdom of love. Maybe it should be the queendom of love. There's no sides. There's no right and wrong. There's no evil, but there's no winners or losers. There's just love. Bodies, our higher self, work together to release anything we don't need and allow our physical form to function at its highest peak. And for that, we're incredibly grateful. So, Courtney, are you my host today? I didn't get time to go through all the niceties.
Yes, I am. You have a lot of people waiting in queue for readings, but you also have a couple people that were asking for readings in chat. So I'd actually like to start with the person that has been waiting in the chat room the whole entire time. The name is Oksana from California. She's grateful for her family, job, her beautiful house, and her health. But her question is, you see her, and his name is Bob, reconciling and in a relationship again? And if so, do you have a time frame for her?
You know, as soon as you started asking the question, I heard yes. So I do see that happening, but I see that both sides need to bend. So it's not just going to magically happen. There needs to be some bending involved. And the time frame is from now for 6 months. She needs to practice love, practice being love. And she learned some lessons recently, and she understands more about being love than she did before. And, hey, thank you for bringing a chatter question. I love questions from chat. Excellent. Great way to start this out.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Oksana, for asking in chat. And those of you who guys are in chat, you're more than welcome to ask, and I will definitely repeat your questions on the air. We're going to take a caller. I'd like to welcome Leah from Michigan. And before I bring you on, I'm going to ask you to answer Adriana's question of the day. What are you grateful for? And welcome to the show.
Well, hi. Thank you for having me. I am thankful for finding a good job, for my family and friends who bring me out of depression when I least expect it. Thankful for the ability to still be able to love, all kinds of things, actually. So,
Leanna, where are you in Michigan?
I'm actually in Dearborn Heights, right near you.
Really? Oh, that's great. Well, you got to come out and see me, and I'll give you a free gift.
Okay, well, I think I might try that when I'm
out
running
around.
Okay,
where are you in Dearborn Heights? Because I used to live in Dearborn Heights, and I was a little girl. I used to live on Lehigh.
I am a couple blocks from Lehigh, actually.
What a small world.
It is.
Is there a grandfather on your mother's side who's saying hello? And is your mother also crossed?
Yes, she is.
Okay. He's coming in and he's bringing her in, but he wanted to get a chance to tell you hello. He said he didn't get a chance to say much to you before he left.
Okay.
So he wants to say hello to you and how much he loves you.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
And he used to play baseball, but I don't think he played baseball with the normal way. It might have been like he played baseball with like cheap bats or something.
Huh.
Because he's like picking up a stone and like hitting it with a stick and saying, that's how I played baseball. I'm like, okay. So, he said that you're creative and you're smart. And he's very proud and talented of his girls. Now, do you have daughters?
No, I don't have any kids.
Oh, okay. He's saying he's very proud of his girls, so there's more than you.
Yeah, well, if it's my dad, yeah, there's me and my sister, so.
Yeah, this is your grandfather from your mother's side.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you and your sister. Okay, because he said he's proud of his girls. Okay.
And so
tell your sister he said hello to. Okay, now your mother, what is her name?
Her real name is Sherry, but everybody always called her Rocky.
Rocky. Oh, that's funny because he kept picking up a rock and hitting it with a stick. That's interesting. Okay. And she says hello. And she's got an interesting air to her. So I feel like she may have been, she may have like chunky jewelry like my mom. And she just liked to have fun. She's saying something about like a weekender, so maybe she enjoyed weekends.
Well, it was a side I didn't see over her very often.
Okay. So she's like showing me chunky jewelry and stuff like that.
Oh.
And she's saying, congratulations on your job. And she said, keep on trucking. Keep moving forward.
Okay.
And she wants you to know that she's with you in spirit a lot, especially in dream state, when you're in dream state.
Okay.
And did you see a shadow on your wall and you didn't know what it was?
A long time ago, I did.
She's saying, okay, that has something to do with her.
All right.
She doesn't want you to drink caffeinated beverages. She said it's bad for you.
Okay.
And she's showing me a P and an S. So who do you have in your life that's P and S, or P or S?
P as in Paul?
Yeah, who's or, Paul?
I know a couple Paul's online, but
okay. She showed me the P, and she also showed me S.
I can't think of anybody with S.
Okay. Well, she's sending you a lot of love, and she's congratulating you, and she's saying the worst part's over. So there was a time when you were really struggling, and she's saying that part of your life is over, and she wants you to know that she's with you a lot.
Thank you.
Okay. What question did you have?
Well, I just, I don't know what purpose I really have in my life. Nothing has seemed to come out the way I've always wanted it, or, you know, none of my dreams have really been fulfilled. I'm not a mom. I'm not with the one I love. I'm trying hard, struggling right now with why is life only seeming to be just going to work and paying bills and otherwise just being lonely. So,
you know, that is the reason why you feel so discontent is because your soul is saying it's time for something else in your life. We are not here just on this planet to go to work and pay bills. And trust me, that's your choice. You've made that choice. So it's time for you to make a different choice. Congratulations for calling in. I suggest you make plans this year to go to a retreat. I teach at the Great Lakes Retreat. So if you wanted to go to my website, mysticconnections.com, you can check out the link to the retreat. I'm not sure if they have this coming year's link up yet, but they will have last year's. You can take a look at that. Take some classes. You're supposed to be, you're here to learn, but you're mainly here to teach other people. And so part of this is you're feeling like, well, what's going on? Where am I at? I need to be able to teach, but I need to learn. So you're extremely intuitive. I feel like you're empathetic, so you pick up people's thoughts and feelings, but you don't always know that they're not yours. So sometimes you're like, I don't understand why I'm so depressed, when you're not. You're just picking up somebody else's depression.
Okay.
That's always fun.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. So I'm in this, right? I know about this stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, laying in my bed last Sunday in agony, Sunday night, Monday morning, in agony, and I'm tossing and turning, and I can't sleep because my back hurts so much and my stomach is driving me crazy. I'm like, honey, there's something really wrong. You have to take me to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So he bundled me up. We went to the hospital. And as soon as I got in the car and sitting up, I felt better. I'm like, no, we don't have to go. He's like, too late, we're on the way. Because he'd already spent 2.5 hours with me in bed, you know, dealing with this. So we get there, and they poked and they prodded me, and they put an IV in, and they did a CAT scan, and they could find nothing wrong. So I'm laying there going, I don't understand why this hurts so much. And he's like, it's on your back, right? I'm like, yes. Yes, it's on the left side of my back. He's like, uh-huh. He said, remember when I told you that I hurt my back on the left side last week? Because I'd been feeling it for about a week, and it'd been getting worse every day. I just looked at him and said, don't even tell me you're in the hospital because you hurt your back.
Oh, wow.
You know, as healers, we always have to ask, is this mine?
Okay.
So a lot of what you're feeling is probably not yours. But this, what you're asking, what are you supposed to do with your life?
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to be a teacher. And so in order to teach, you need to learn. And you already have a great deal of learning under your belt. Congratulations, teacher.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Thank
you.
You
too. But come see me and get your free gift. I promise it'll be something fun and wonderful and worth the trip.
Okay, I will try to make it today. So.
Okay, all right. And I'm here tomorrow, too. All right, thanks.
All right, thanks. Bye.
All right, Courtney, who do we have next?
Awesome. Next, we have Anna calling from Oregon. And before I bring you on, I'm going to ask that you please answer Adriana's question of what you are grateful for, and welcome to the show.
And what we're going to do, Courtney, is because we have only a limited amount of time left, is we're going to take each of the callers, and they get to ask one quick question, and then we're on to the next one, okay? Okay, and then Anna, go ahead. Welcome.
It looks like that she might not be there. So let's take another question from chat, Adriana, because we actually have another one.
Okay.
This person. His name is Holly, and she is from Seattle. She did answer your question. She said that she's grateful for her apartment, the food in her cabinets, and her gifts from God. And her question for you is whether or not you see her and Joey becoming more than friends.
No. No, I do not. But I think she should enjoy the friendship, and there's a lot of lessons to be learned there. And there's one of them, I'm not sure which one, is flirting, but flirting to enjoy themselves, not really flirting to be more than that. So great friend. Joey's a great friend. Someone to really enjoy spending time with. But one of them's not entirely free. And thank you. Thank you for the question from chat. All right.
Awesome.
Who do we next?
Next we have Holly, and she's calling in from Seattle. And Holly, what are you grateful for? And welcome to the show.
I'm the same person in chat, so maybe go to the next person.
Oh, hi, Holly. Oh, I was wondering about that, because Holly from Seattle. So welcome to the program.
But yeah, it's okay. Go to the next person. I don't want to take up the time.
Oh, that's okay. All right, but I do want to tell you that the friendship with Joey is very blessed.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a very good thing in your life, and it's a very good thing in Joey's life, too.
Yeah, we were together 18 years ago. I was just wondering.
You know, I don't think you should be together again in that way, but I think you should stay friends because the friendship is wonderful, and you both need it. You know, the person that you were with 18 years ago, he's learned a lot and he's changed, but underneath there's still some of the same things that you were irritated about then. So,
yeah,
enjoy the friendship.
Okay.
Hang on to that guy as a friend.
I will.
And I'm hearing that I love you. I'm hearing that I love you. So you have someone on the other side who loves you so much.
I
want to say feminine. It's a feminine energy. So in this type of love, it must be mother-grandmother type energy.
Yeah.
Because it's that type of love. And they love you so much. And
nice.
They say this in the most loving, best way that you could possibly hear it, which is they want you to do something with your hair. To change your hair.
That's hilarious. Okay, I know.
It said, and be kind to yourself and be kind to those around you.
I was just looking at my hair this morning thinking I need to cut that.
Yes. So they're seconding and thirding that. I get that from my mom in spirit all the time, too, because she used to be terrible ragging on me about my hair when she was here. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for calling in.
Yeah, thank you, too. Bye.
Have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Okay, Courtney.
Next, we have Jay calling from Canada. And what are you grateful for, Jay? And welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks so much. Hey, Adriana. How's it going again?
Hey, Jay. Nice to hear from you.
Good. Nice to hear from you, too. The question is, my answer is that the embodiment of I.
Ooh, I love that. Oh, that's so important. I love that. You know, the I am vibration, embodiment of all that you are, of all that you can be, because we are all things. We are. When we become something, we're actually moving into the space that we already could inhabit if we wanted to. It is about learning and it is about growing, but it's about remembering too, remembering who we are. I love that.
Hey, welcome. That's the look I was going to ask you about. What are you grateful for today or in this moment? That's my question.
What a great question. So this morning I woke up, and last night my son came here to set me up for my fair today and came home, and I was just quizzing him about it this morning and freaked out because he didn't bring my table, he didn't bring my chairs, he didn't bring my suitcases, he didn't set up my table right, he didn't set up my signs. And I'm like, what did you set up exactly? And I didn't say it in a loving way. And my son, I'm so grateful for him. He is someone who is always there, always ready to help me. You know, he has such strength. And I don't always tell him how grateful I am. I tell him about what he did wrong and not the fact that I love him and I'm so grateful that he's in my life. So as soon as this show's over, I'm going to go hug him and tell him he's awesome. I'm grateful for my family. And I'm grateful for my country. And I'm grateful for thoughts of peace and healing that are happening for France. And Jay, I'm incredibly grateful for you. Incredibly grateful. And
ditto.
Thank you for
us. You're very welcome. Have a blessed day. Have a grateful
day.
You do.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. What a wonderful thing.
Well, Adriana, you actually got through all of our questions and our callers, so I'm going to hand the show back to you at this point in time. If anybody is interested in calling in for a reading, the phone number is 646-378-0378. And Adriana, I'm going to ask that you give out your information because a lot of people in the chat room have actually been asking for your website, and we're curious about a little bit more information about your readings. I gave them your website, but I'm going to leave that to you.
Okay, it's mysticconnections.com, and there's a contact form. You can go in there. You can read about me, and it's linked to my Facebook page, and I love comments on my Facebook page. So just, let me know. Let me know how you're feeling, what's going on, what your thoughts are. And today is a day of gratitude. Thanksgiving this month. It's all about gratitude, of being grateful for what you have. And grateful for, and when you move into that grateful vibration, everything just calms down and turns peaceful. If you're having an issue with someone, if you're angry with someone, get into gratitude. It helps a lot. If your boss is driving you crazy at work, people at work are driving you crazy, get grateful for them. Move right into gratitude. It's the secret. Gratitude is the secret. You know, there's people who say, well, I don't have anything. I have nothing to be grateful for. And you say, well, you have a car. I know, but it's old. It's barely working. It works. Okay. Do you have a house? Yeah, but I can barely afford to pay the rent. Okay, but you have a house. You know, there's people who deliberately choose to strip everything away from their lives and live with next to nothing to find peace, to find nirvana. They're some of the wisest people on the planet, and they know that possessions, the must-have stuff we want, is stuff that holds us back and holds us to the ground. And I will tell you that I have a house that I love and a car that I love. And I have lots of things that I love. But at the same time, I understand that that's not why I'm on this planet. I'm not here to just work. I'm not here to just work and pay the bills. My job provides me money so that I can be air talking to you wonderful folks, so that I can come to shows like this and talk. I'm going to be doing two lectures, one today and one tomorrow, one about your animal spirit guides and another one about how to contact your archangel and your ascended masters using the sacred triad. And I've written a book about the sacred triad. And I'm so grateful and so blessed for that. You know, there's a lot of suffering in the world. There's a lot. And anything we can do to help another living being on this planet is so incredible. There's nothing more important than helping another living being on this planet. When you do that, you become an archangel. You've done your job. It's a mystical feeling when that happens. when you reach out and help someone, really help them. Maybe it's a homeless person. On Facebook, they were passing around a picture of a pack, you could do a backpack, or you could just even do a Ziploc bag, essentials that you need if you're homeless. You know? So toothpaste and toothbrush, handy wipes, put all sorts of things in there that people need. Chapstick. You know, people who are homeless, when they get donations, they get coats and they get pants and they get shirts. They generally don't get underwear and socks. I know. You're thinking, oh, well, nobody wants to donate those because we always donate our used clothing, but we never donate our underwear and our socks, do we? So, because, hey, who wants to use used underwear, right? So if you see a homeless person, just have a bundle of socks that you happen to have, a basket of socks in the car, you know. Reach over to your basket of socks, hand them a basket of socks. I know a lot of people don't want to give money, because we're all thinking, well, that's going to go someplace it shouldn't. You know, maybe this person is homeless because they have a drug addiction or because they're an alcoholic or some other reason. And so we don't want to prolong that journey by giving them money, which could then turn around to buy drugs or buy alcohol. Instead, we want to do something to improve their living condition. So put a basket of socks in your car if you happen to drive by a lot of homeless people. Some of us do. You know, put some packs in your car. You can hand it to them. That way they have chewing gum. They have bottled water. They have toothbrush and toothpaste. When you're feeling down, when you're feeling can do, is reach out and help someone else. It's the fastest cure. By helping someone else, you become the light. You become the embodiment. You become the hands and feet of angels. What better thing is there to do on this planet? Not everyone is as ascended as us. Not everyone understands. There's still a lot of people who think if someone is doing something wrong, they should be shot, or they should be hanged, or they should be drummed out. That life is about punishment and sins. We're here to teach something different. That life isn't about pain. That life isn't about being a sinner. That life is about our journey. And that there's beauty all around. And when you move into gratitude and you move into joy, you can see the beauty. The reason why ascended masters have told us if someone hits you, turn the other cheek, is not because we deserve to be hit, because we don't. It's because only thing that truly stops violence is knowledge. I'm not saying be a doormat. I'm not saying we put up with abuse. But I'm saying fighting back creates more fight. If we work with knowledge and peace and love, we make a much bigger difference in the lives of those around us that we're trying to help. It's fun to go in shooting and blasting and blowing up, thinking we're making a difference. And you are. You're making a difference when you do that. But what kind of difference are you making? What have you achieved? Trust me, all those people, all those terrorists in France were given rah-rah lectures about how great it is that they're going to go blow themselves up, their God and their country and their reason, whatever it was. And no one there counseled knowledge or peace. Because if they had, last night's events in Paris wouldn't have happened. You have no idea how much an encouraging word, a smile, a gentle comment, a pat on the back helps someone. May angels bless and watch over you all. Thank you so much for being part of my life. Thank you. And I ask that my angels reach out and help you and lift your vibration up. My army of lightworkers. You're my army of lightworkers. And I'm your army. And together, we are the light. And we make a difference. Have a blessed day. Have a happy holiday. Thank you. Join me next month. Talk to you then. Bye-bye.